Jennifer Lutz, Division 7 counselor by acclamation.
Yeah, so I just, why did you feel the need to run again here, and what does it mean to you to be acclaimed and back in?
Well, I ran again, and this will be my second term, and there's definitely some issues that I identified in my first year, and I wasn't convincing enough or didn't prepare enough or have the tools to get some things moved across the line. So I was hoping on my second term that I would be just a little bit smarter and wiser and seasoned to move some issues forward.
Excellent. For your area, being rural Olds, you know, is there anything in particular you heard in the lead up, you know, to nomination day that the people, you know, were really concerned with or interested in?
I still plan on doing some door knocking and going out to hear people. I think that's really important. And I know after council starts, we're asked, like, what did you hear on the campaign trail? So it's important to get out there. One issue that has continued to pop up is servicing the Natuk area and having more of a area structure plan or more of a plan for that area. People are concerned about individual wells being drilled to support business and running out of water, and I think we need a good plan going forward as more development encroaches. There was a concern of mine on what municipalities were compared to, so that's to set the mill rate, that's to set salaries. I just want to make sure that the communities that we're compared to make sense, so I wanted to do some more work on that. And yeah, I just love representing my community and doing what I can to make it the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
Terms used to be 3 years, now they're four. Your first 4 years, obviously a lot of things take place over a four-year term, but you know, what did you feel proud of your first term on council?
Well, I ran, and they say not to, but I did have an issue, and it was the relationship between the town of Olds and the county. I remember hearing that with fire, they were actually talking about setting up a fire station in Natuk, which I thought was pretty ridiculous when it's volunteer run. So, you know, that was going to provincial arbitration when I got concerned about it. So working on that relationship with the town of Olds has been really good. I'm proud of being more transparent and putting our land leases out for tender. It used to be the same folks getting them over and over and over again, and I didn't feel it was at market rate. So now that they're public, people can apply, and there's more equal opportunity to get that good advantage to lease county lands, and land's hard to come by, so I was happy to see that. And just representing people, trying to listen and get to know more of my neighbors and more of what matters to folks. It's been a really rewarding 4 years for sure.
Excellent. And as you look at this fall's municipal general election, 14 total candidates running and all seven incumbents running. And obviously yourself and Tiffany Nixon get in by acclamation. So, you know, it does look like there's potential for a lot of stability here, potentially with Mountain View County Council. Just, you know, your thoughts on those numbers.
Well, I personally love to see fresh eyes. I was fresh eyes in the last term, and you see things that other people may not, or you get to this, well, that's the way it's always been done. So I actually am a supporter of term limits. I think it's good to get those fresh faces in. I do kind of wish it was 3 years. 4 years is quite a long time, but you know, that first year, you're just, it's like drinking from the fire hose, and you know, the first thing you do is the budget. So it's takes some time to get things figured out. So I'm hoping that you know, I love our council, but fresh eyes and a new approach is nice to see as well.